This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow for the weekend of January 11th, 2019. I'm Dave Graveline, and this is our 24th year on the air. This Into Tomorrow special from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is brought to you in part by
IFA 2019, the most important trade event of the year for technical consumer goods. See product premieres first at IFA in Berlin. See ifa-berlin.com. And by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Our next guest makes an interactive 3D display system that you've got to see to believe. Even the video doesn't do it justice as much as we're showing you some cool things over my shoulder. But welcome the Chief Marketing Officer of a company called Hypervision, Kevin Gordon. Kevin, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
And you certainly get a lot of attention. We're here at the Pepcom Press event, one of the after-hours, non-official to CES things that are more fun even than CES half the time, because we find cool things like Hypervision. Tell me about Hypervision and what you guys do.
Absolutely. So Hypervision is an integrated 3D holographic display system. Now, that sounds like this, like, surreal thing, but what it really...
From Star Trek and the holodeck or something.
Absolutely. But really, I mean, to cut it down to what it is that we're used to looking at everything in life in 3D. But yet we look at television and media in all sorts of forms in a 2D plane. Of course, we've had the kind of 3D glasses and things like that, but never really caught on because people don't want to wear glasses to see things in 3D. But now we have this unbelievable new technology that allows us to remove that 2D barrier and have something that's floating in midair where it actually dispels belief. And that's why we have jaded people at shows like CES that stand there with their cell phones for 5 minutes taking video because they've never seen anything like this.
It literally makes you want to reach out and try to grab the letters because... it's so cool.
Absolutely. And this is why we're finding many, many different opportunities, both on, you know, retailers, but entertainment and events and out-of-home advertising, and people who even have this for their homes. It's amazing. I heard, yeah.
I was just going to say, I get the whole business and marketing thing, not something we'd use at home. So how would we use it at home unless it's one of those homes where money is no object?
Well... you know, listen, it's still an early adopter thing from a consumer standpoint, but there's a lot of people who say, look, I have this great home theater. How do I add, you know, an extra element of theatrics to that?
Digital decorations for the holidays?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. You know, Christmas decorations in the front window, and all of a sudden, you know, you don't have to put up all those lights. You still have the best decorations on the block. So we're finding all these opportunities. And you know, what we see is that retailers are really starting to say, hey, we need a brick-and-mortar retailer needs a way to attract customers in this digital, you know, world. So how do you do that? You do that by building an experience that is out of the ordinary, isn't expected, and that separates people from kind of this this sense of reality. And that's what our device does. And the great thing is that, you know, the one question I get is, well, okay, how do I get content for this?
Let me ask that. So how do you get content for this?
Great question.
Why, thank you. Yeah. That's why I get the medium bucks.
Yeah. Well, the way is that, okay, we can prepare the content. We have an in-house agency. You can have your own agency do it. But we include a software suite called a 3D content creation tool or 3D studio that allows you with no skills in design and no abilities whatsoever to take 2D content, click of a few mouse clicks, and turn that into 3D content and come out with something that looks as amazing as that.
And really, you mentioned brick and mortar. For any kind of business, it seems to me, you're going to get attention. I mean, if somebody in a mall is smart enough to have hypervision, that just people walking by are going to go, whoa, look at that, that's different. And now what have you got to sell? But the fact is, you're getting the attention you need.
Well, that's exactly right. So, we're working with retailers like M&M Mars. So we're in one of their flagship stores. They want to drive more people through the front door. So we're in the front window, but we're also inside where they say, hey, we want to drive traffic to a particular item or a particular floor. This helps people do that because it'll get their attention. And we work with even like out-of-home advertisers who do bus shelters and other things like that, which are just really looking to add impact to their message. And entertainment is huge. We're right now at the number one show in Las Vegas with Chris Angel, who he's using two of our big walls to drive, attention
so
in his show.
You can do this on a wall size?
Yes, you can. We're displaying here at CES 77 units in an 18.5-foot space.
Are these available yet, or how soon, and what do they cost? Because everybody's got to be curious about that.
Right. So we're available right now in approximately 85 countries. We've actually been actively selling since CES last year. And depending upon the market, I mean, it's in U.S. dollars at approximately $1,500. It's something that it's not going to necessarily, be for your, typical consumer at this point. But this is also just really early days. So, the next generation, we're already integrating interactivity and gesture control, facial recognition, things like that. But, in the future, gaming, watching videos on this, all these things are possible. The future is really bright for this technology.
Okay, terrific. Gordon, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Keep making cool stuff. We'll keep talking about it and showing it.
I hope so. Thanks, Dave.
All right, it's our pleasure. Again, Hypervision, HYPERVSN.com. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com, where you will no doubt run to and see this video, so you'll see just exactly what we're talking about. Kevin did a great job, I think, describing it for our radio audience. Now, come and see it over my shoulder as we bring you further into tomorrow.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
From the U.S. version of IFA, we're in Las Vegas this week as Into Tomorrow launches our 24th year on the air. I'm Dave Graveline.
This portion of our Vegas special is brought to you by LaunchBoom, bringing the world's most innovative crowdfunding projects to the market. Visit LaunchBoom.com. By ViewSonic, a leading global provider of visual solution products. See the difference at ViewSonic.com. and by IFA Next 2019, cutting-edge technology by startups, grown-ups, and leading industry giants, where consumer tech meets innovation. It's IFA in Berlin, ifa-berlin.com.
You know, you hear us talk on the show all the time about your source for connecting your laptop to the world, among so many other things. Yeah, you already know I'm talking about OWC. Our next guest is the CEO of OWC. That's a lot of initials. Here on IT, as in Into Tomorrow. Larry O'Connor, welcome back to the show. Delighted to have you with us and glad that you can spend a couple of minutes with us here in Vegas. How are you?
Doing great. It's been a great couple of days at CES already. I mean, it's like, can't believe it's only Tuesday. It feels like it should be Friday.
Oh, but I know. And by the time folks hear this, we've all, I hope, gotten home safe and we're recovering from this week in Vegas.
From a great show, though. I mean, it's great. Every day is great. I mean, it's just so much is packed in each day. I mean, it feels like a week every day, but in a great way, in a good way.
Oh, yeah. And the networking and the people, and it's so, and the products, the cool stuff to touch and feel and look at and deal with. And of course, you guys, when we talk about cool products, you know, we've been talking about OWC for years, and folks know you've got to visit. Oh, by the way, their new, easier to remember website, especially those of you driving, it's OWC.com. You can't miss it. Like, as in other world computing, OWC.com/into. I got to get that in there, too, because Larry and his team like to see our listeners going there, and you want to get taken
care
of.
We're cool with it. I know that's, we're all good. You know, OWC, whether you go through search engine, type OWC.com, OWC.com, that into, you know, we love you, Dave.
Yeah, and vice versa. So it is a mutual admiration society. The point being, you've always got cool stuff to talk about. And in the introduction, I said, well, connecting your laptop, making it easy to the world, literally in every sense. What are you showing here this week?
Well, we're starting with our EGPU chassis. I mean, we now it supports up to a 650-watt video card. And to really put things into perspective, I mean, you can buy now a relatively inexpensive, whether it's a Mac Mini, MacBook Air, a Windows Slimbook, something. It may only have a couple ports, may not have anything more than just that integrated Intel GPU. So you're on the road, it's great for email, web browsing, you know, basic stuff. You get to the office, you get to your house, you plug in the GPU chassis with a Vega 56 or a Radeon 580, and suddenly you have a gaming station, you have a video editing station,
wow,
you have an AR/VR station. So you don't have to have a big investment in your base system. Your base system will be very flexible and versatile for how you use it. But you get to the office, you need to have some horsepower, or you want to sit back and play games, you know, the latest and the greatest. You now have a chassis, a gaming solution, this EGPU or Helios FX. You plug it in, and now you can do all that great stuff. And, hey, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, a newer, better GPU's out there. You got something that, you know, an application or a game that needs a little more horsepower and needs that latest codec, needs that support. You take the card out of our chassis, put a new one in, and you're there. You don't have to replace the computer. You don't have to have an expensive base. Or some folks, you have this rig at home. You have it at your office. You carry something like a Nook back and forth. You carry a MacBook Air back and forth. Now, you have your chassis, you have a duplicate set up at your house and at your office, and that's actually less expensive than buying a high-end computer.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that you're future-proofing it for folks all the way into tomorrow, if you will, it gives the folks the ability to say, you know, I'm going to make an investment, and it's going to last me for some time because, yeah, it's swappable stuff.
It's huge. This powers the computer, so you don't have to use your power adapter. I mean, that's kind of slick. And your system runs cool because the horsepower, the heavy lifting, a lot of applications, that's all on the GPU. So,
yeah,
you know, we do the work, and now your core, I mean, it's there for, well, again, it's there for the stuff that, you know, it really is designed for.
And what does the E in EGPU stand for?
External.
Oh, I knew that. But just in case some of our audience wasn't sure, you know, I wanted to get that in. But there you go. That makes sense because you can then connect all these things to it, and you've got that horsepower you need when you need it for whatever you got to do.
And that's the future. I mean, again, I'm not really totally overly thrilled with some of these future things, but at the end of the day, you know, the systems are coming out, have less ports, have less, you know, expansion, have less adaptability in themselves. But now with Thunderbolt 3, Thunderbolt 3 changes the game and lets you plug in all these things. Thunderbolt 3 gives you what used to be on a card that went into a PCI slot. Now you can do that external. So you've got a core that, quite frankly, can last a very long time, and you're upgrading around it. And then the things that are around it, they don't go away. They don't have to be. You don't have to throw out the baby with the bathwater when something new comes out. You know, you're upgrading those pieces rather than having to spend, you know, the big bucks on something that's going to be fixed and at some point is going to be obsolete.
And, of course, with your Thunderbolt 3 dock, you've got so many ports available. It's like everything you can think of, you can connect to this.
Right. Your whole world. So once again, you're out in the field. I mean, you're running around. You got a laptop with super great capabilities. You get back, one cable charges you, plugs in, you know, a bunch of USB 3 ports, USB 3.1 Gen 2, gives you SD reader, gives you SD micro reader, gives you your Ethernet, that's 1000 base T, gives you audio in and out, digital audio even, and powers your computer too, and your display. So one cable connects you to everything.
Wow.
In fact, they have a couple
there's
displays.
No degradation. You're not losing because you plugged something else in and now suddenly the power has dropped or something. You got it covered.
No, it's full power to your laptop and it's full power to all the ports and it's full bandwidth. You have 40 gigabits. I mean, that's 4,000 megabytes a second. That's a few years ago that you couldn't even dream of that.
Yeah.
You got USB 3, again, you got digital audio, you got standard audio, you got Ethernet, you got there's a mini display port with DP++, comes with HDMI adapter, but it supports DVI and VGA without active adapter. I mean, true native. All these things, SD reader, micro SD reader, you know, everything's built in this that you can think of, and high-speed charging for your mobile devices, tablets, and whatnot. Mm. Everything's in that dock.
And what does it cost?
Under $300 for the Thunderbolt 3. And then we have a 10-port. It's got a little sister that's $119.
But wait, don't order yet. You've got other goodies you're showing here, too, this week in Vegas.
We do. You know, our Leap Pro Mini, which is we don't call it a rugged, but it is a extremely rugged product. Rugged's not in the name, but it's more rugged than other products that mentioned rugged.
Yeah, exactly. And there's the key because we're always saying take care of your electronics. You know, don't abuse them. Don't drop them if you can avoid that kind of thing. But this will handle some concerns if you're traveling the world or just going to and from your office. Stuff happens, as we say on the radio. And in this case, it's probably going to last fine. Right? It's going to be just fine.
It is built to truly take the abuse. You know, nothing falls off of it. I mean, it doesn't stop working. You know, pieces don't look like they're out of place.
Yeah.
It's built to look really great. It's also built to make sure that the data that it's responsible for is protected. Mm. And your data is priceless. I mean, I can't emphasize enough. Hey, back up. Make sure you do all those good things. When we're on the road, have a product that, you know, if it does take a drop, does take a bang.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to have something that can take that and truly take it. And you know what happened? It makes you nervous a bit, but then you plug in and life is good.
Oh, of course. And you hear on your team, Ken Higgins, who's on the show every week with OWC, great digital tips, and some of the best stuff he has done regularly with us and for our audience is reminding folks about the importance of backup and the different backups, and don't just back up one place. And you know, we typically remind our audience every week on the show, regardless, backup, backup, backup. You don't want to call in and say, oh my gosh, I've lost all my data. Well, no, you didn't, because you have your other backup, right? Well, yeah, maybe not.
Right.
You supply all the goodies to make it easy to back up your important data as well.
It's amazing.
Not only the connectivity, but backing up is critical.
Oh, you give you the ports, but I mean, the thing that's crazy is the products that we build, I mean, they are pro products.
Yeah.
I mean, people use these products for anything from backup all the way up to video editing. And they're suitable. I mean, we really want to make sure that the best technology is available for every application. So, I mean, a lot goes. We don't have different classes. We don't do, you know, firmware tricks to have. Here's our low-end product. Really the same as our high-end product. We just firmware it down. You know, everything is built, you know, to truly a pro level so that everybody gets the benefits of, quite frankly, good data storage, good protection.
Yeah.
And the power supplies. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that, but you look at the power supply that comes with some of these externals. You know, if it's not a bus power, they're the little wall wart things, and they have to operate on peak surge. They run hot. That does that. Ultimately, those power supplies fail early, and they also cause failure in the devices. If you look at, I mean, it's hard to really explain and show some of these things, but if you look at the power supplies, we include more, not less. And by including more, the power supplies don't run hot, and they provide clean power. And if anybody's into audio, you know what happens with an amplifier, that if you have to turn it up nearest max to get it to a decent listening level, it's distorting.
Yeah, something wrong with that picture or that sound, and that there's the issue.
Right, and with power supplies, you can't hear that or see that, but that same kind of situation goes into your storage device, and it's not good for over the course of time.
Not at all. And obviously, folks like us are into audio. Imagine that, right?
What a
radio
surprise.
Guys. Yeah, go figure. And real quick, let's talk about this little gem.
The travel dock, I mean, it's under $50. It's not just for travel. Gives you HDMI 4K out, gives you a media reader, an SD reader, gives you two USB ports. And this is not a hub. So many companies call their hubs docks.
Yeah, and that's a misnomer in many ways.
Totally. They don't have power delivery management. And when you plug into a Type-C, I mean, the computer, the host, you know, whether it's an iPad, whether it's a Chromebook, whether it's a MacBook, whether it's a MacBook Pro, whether it's a Windows, an HP, it doesn't matter. It wants to see that power delivery talk, that connection, because it gets to monitor what the device is doing, gets to control the power. But the biggest thing that you get with our dock that you don't get with those so-called other docks that are really just hubs.
I like how you're being kind to them.
You can power through the dock, and that's big. You don't have to disconnect the dock when you need to recharge. And because of the standards we follow, guess what? Even the iPad Pro that just came out, nothing needs to be changed. You have a travel dock, it works with that too. It works with anything with Type-C, and it will charge your device as well.
Larry, always a pleasure to catch up with you around the world, for that matter, and we've got to continue to do just that. Keep making the awesome products at OWC. We'll keep talking about them and making sure folks know what's available and get the quality stuff. It makes such a difference.
Yeah, the stuff that works. I mean, you buy the right stuff, it works, and you're happy.
Yeah, exactly. OWC.com. You don't have to put the digital in anymore. OWC.com/into, and you'll see what Larry and his team are up to on a regular basis. We'll link you, as always, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Oh, and be sure and check out the video with Larry showing us these products that he's talking about here in Vegas this week. Thanks, as always, for joining us Into Tomorrow.
You're very welcome. And you know, Dave, there's one product I forgot to talk about.
Oh.
This is big.
Quick.
A lot of folks, super, super quick, have issues with disconnects on Type-C, whether it's from loud audio, they're doing their music production, or they got stuff on racks, they got people moving around, bumping things. We have a product called the Klingon that solves that. So if you ever have a Type-C cable disconnect on the computer, on your device, not just for OWC devices, for everything out there, fits on, lets you use any cable, lets you use your own cables, not a proprietary cable product, fits on and secures your cable with ease.
The Klingon.
The Klingon.
I love it. At OWC.com/into. We're back with more from Las Vegas. I'm Dave Graveline. This is the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Broadcasting from what everyone knows as the Consumer Electronics Show, I'm Dave Graveline, and this is Into Tomorrow.
This portion of the program is brought to you by IFA's CE China 2019, connecting global leading brands in consumer tech with Chinese retailers, media, and consumers first. In China, September 19th to 21st, cechina-ifa.com. And by SKUBOT, introducing 3D scanning that identifies maintenance repair parts in seconds. Visit skubot.com.
As we continue the launch of our 24th year here at CES in Las Vegas, I am Dave Graveline, and our next guest you've heard us talking a lot about. We've loved their very cool Nuvolon Flare speakers. And as if we thought they were cool enough, they've done new things with them, like built Alexa into the speaker. Who would have thunk it? There's some really cool stuff. We're going to be talking to our next guest from Nuvolon, and they concentrate in a lot of very neat outdoor stuff, landscape lighting, mood effects, all kinds of neat things. The COO of Nuvolon is Joseph Arambides. Did I say that right?
Well, that's a good first attempt. It's Joseph Arambides.
Arambides. There you go. Hi, Joseph. Welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you with us on the show because we have always enjoyed the Nuvolon Flare. And I believe we gave one away on the air, and people were just thrilled with the idea. And we used them leading up to Halloween for some digital decorations and some fun stuff. Tell us first about the Flare, which is certainly a very fun product and available and out on the market.
And then we'll get into some of the cool new things.
Sure. And you mentioned the word fun. The Nuvolon Flare is a very fun product. It's an indoor-outdoor Bluetooth speaker. It has a great LED light show. You can take this speaker anywhere. You can also pair them with as many speakers as you can pair them with. So you can take this indoor, outdoor, to the beach. You can take them camping. You can take them on your boat. You can have fun on your back patio, around your swimming pool. You can have one upstairs, downstairs, inside, outside. You can do anything you want with these speakers, and it still produces great audio. So while we have a great light show, we don't skimp out on the sound.
No, you don't, and we can vouch for that at our own studios because we certainly put it through its paces and crank them up, and they all sounded excellent. And the fact that you can pair so many. Those who are listening on the radio, come see the video at intotomorrow.com. How many do you have on your back wall, which is how we found you here on the show floor?
Well, they're easy to find right now. You can land a plane on our booth right now because we have 75 speakers synced up right now. That's the light show and the sound all at one time with no latency, by the way.
No, none whatsoever. And you had to turn it down so we could do the interview just because you were certainly getting attention. But the latest thing with the Flare, which has been available on the market, is now Alexa built in, yes?
Well, we heard that, you know, that's where you have to go these days, Alexa, and we want to satisfy as many people as possible. So we decided to go ahead and build a hands-free Alexa version as well. That should be coming out on Amazon Prime Day, just in time.
Oh, how appropriate. I like that tie-in there, a little Amazon stuff, Alexa. And, of course, if you've already got a very cool Bluetooth speaker that does some really neat things, it might as well be a smart speaker.
Absolutely, because we're smart, too.
Oh, touche. Now, you like to go to the beach, maybe not this time of year, except for those of us who live in Miami. But maybe you want to do something outdoors otherwise, right? Around the pool, what have you. Thunder, which the song was just playing during the first part of our interview. Yes, how appropriate, right? Tell us about the thunder as we walk over toward it on your display here. Let's discuss what the thunder is all about. And talk about power bass. This is audio excellence, again, having cranked it up. Tell me about it.
Well, I always like to joke around that the Thunder is the big bad brother to the Flare. This is where all the muscle is, okay? Yeah. This doesn't have a whole lot of gas mileage on it either. So, bottom line is this has 70 watts of powerful audio. It comes with the same light show that you get with the Flare. You can also sync it up with the Flare as well. But this is for very, very outdoor type of activities that you can have with families and friends. You can have with families and friends. You can just have a lot of fun with it. It can also sync up to the Flares as well. So if you have another Nuvolon product, you can have this for the outside, you can have the Flares for the inside, or you can just make a big party with all the speakers you have in your collection. So we just wanted to bring a little bit more muscle to the game.
And there's a little bit of weight to it, only because, of course, it's got great subwoofer and 30 watts of sound output. It's cranking.
It actually has two 30-watt drivers. And we wanted to put some muscle behind it because we know people are going to want to take this outdoors. We know they're going to want to take it to the beach and in windy situations. This is going to cut through the wind, and it's going to stay stable.
Now, when will the Thunder be available on the market, and for how much?
Again, it'll be available for Amazon Prime Day, and we'll sell it for $299.
Okay, and the Flare is going for what these days?
$149.99 on our website. You can also get a 10% discount if you put CES 2019 right now, or if you sign up for our newsletter.
Okay, yeah, very cool. And we'll, of course, let you know how to do that at Nuvolon.com. But now something that's got a speaker in it, as I understand, but not quite the speakers that we've been talking about. You've got a selfie makeup mirror.
We have a selfie makeup mirror that actually is going to film you live so you can stream on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So some mirrors take selfies. This will record you because it has a video camera and it has a microphone. So for all of the ladies who like to do their makeup tutorials, or maybe all the celebrities like to talk to all their fans via Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, this is a seamless product that's good for everything.
Now, what makes it different other than obviously having a speaker and the fact that you can stream? Do you see a lot of people wanting to stream their makeup application?
Well, right now, social media influencers is a huge business, especially a lot of the females and the teenagers that are online right now. They have to put their phone up or their iPad to film them. They don't get the good lighting. They're just kind of self-entrepreneurs. Well, this vanity mirror has obviously the LED lighting, so it actually works as a video camera. So they're able to do one and two activities at the same time. They're able to talk to their fans or their friends and family live without any delay.
So what's neat, I think, is that you've seen videos of people, maybe bloggers that are into makeup, and they're trying to show you how to professionally apply something. But in this case, you could just do it to your own family and friends and fans, and instead of just a quick, short Snapchat, you can carry on major conversations while you're applying your makeup, I guess.
Well, Dave, live video is where it's at. Everybody wants to do live video. So some people can do selfies. Some people can do it on their phones. You know, FaceTime is a big deal now. So live video is where it's at. Everybody wants to be live. Everybody wants to get out there faster. And that's what we're bringing to the table.
Very cool. So, and of course, Chris is shooting front and back. And just to give you a good idea, be sure and check out the video at intotomorrow.com of the very new Glow Selfie Mirror Speaker. And one might think, do you need something like, well, you don't need it, but is it cool? Absolutely.
Well, at $199, you're going to need it.
There you go. It's certainly very affordable. NewVillon.com. Keep coming out with cool new products. Forever Gifts is the main company, right, doing all these neat things. And we'd be delighted to talk about them some more.
Thank you very much for your time. In 2020, we just want to bring fun. We want to bring technology to the party.
You're doing it. Love it. Intotomorrow.com for more. I'm Dave Graveline from Las Vegas. Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now there's a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution. Snore Stop. Try it risk-free today. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 20 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide. All you have to do is call. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you. Don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. spray or tablets. Call right now for free shipping and your 100% risk-free trial offer. 800-984-0965. 800-984-0965. 800-984-0965. That's 800-984-0965.
From Lost Wages, Nevada, I'm Dave Graveline, and this is the 24th year launch of Into Tomorrow, broadcasting from CES.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by CE Week 2019, the retail brand show in New York for professional buyers and consumer tech. Check out ceweekny.com. And by Maven PT by CargoSense. Monitor your pet when they travel. Visit maventracker.com.
How about an AI-powered solution for preventative senior care, among other things? Our next guest is doing that and other things to help us all as we get older. Not me, of course, but everybody else, right, as they get older. He is the chief operations officer of a company called Care Predict, Greg Zobel. Greg, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for letting us catch up with you here at CES. Tell us, first of all, about Care Predict as a company, and then we'll get into what you guys are doing here.
Definitely. Well, Care Predict's a young thing. We were formed in 2013, commercial in 2015. We've been deployed in senior living communities for the last 3 years, getting ready to launch a consumer version of Care Predict in June of this year.
Terrific. And then what would that consumer version be? Tell me about what it's all about.
Well, this is my first time. We were just talking off camera. It's my first time at CES. And if you look around this, don't pan there. These thousands and thousands of people here, all of them, I'm convinced, have a senior care story. It's their aunt, their uncle, their mom, their grandma, their grandfather, someone who they're concerned about or taking care of. And that's exactly what Care Predict's all about. The idea is... for that senior to wear one of our wearables, I'll put it up here. When your loved one puts one of these wearables on, what it does is it figures out their complete daily activity pattern. And when you deeply understand somebody's daily activity pattern, what you're able to do, if you have artificial intelligence on the back end of this, you can figure out subtle changes in those patterns and be able to say something like, Dave, you're developing a urinary tract infection. Or Dave, you're getting depressed. We need somebody to look in on you. So the whole idea...
How do you know this?
Yes. No, this is a very good question. It's a very good question. And let's take those couple examples with urinary tract infection. ultimately, if you have a bad enough urinary tract infection, your temperature is going to go off the charts, but that's going to be way too late. You're heading to the hospital, buddy. But way before that, you're going to start going to the bathroom more frequently. You're going to start staying in there longer. And that's what this is going to pick up and say to your loved one, you're heading towards a UTI. Go get some oral antibiotics to take care of it.
But this is going to detect things like that based on patterns, right?
Exactly.
And as you mentioned, the artificial intelligence that it will create, it's not taking pictures of me, I'm assuming, in the restroom or knowing I'm going more frequently than I used to. It just knows by my patterns something's up that's not normal,
yeah, and
right?
I would say even more, it knows more about you than you know about you. So, for instance, let's pick something really simple.
I think my staff knows more about me than I know about me, and artificial intelligence is often the only intelligence I've got. But that's okay. We do a tech show, so I can live with that. But I think what's neat about what you're saying is because of these patterns, it can really get zero in, I guess, hone in on some issues that I might not ever think I could have, right?
Like, for instance, eating. How much time you spend eating a day? If I asked you, okay, Dave, over the last 3 months, are you eating about the same amount? Maybe. This thing will be able to tell you you're eating. If you used to eat an hour a day, now you're eating 30 minutes a day. And when I say it, it knows more about you than you can observe about you. That's what I mean.
And that's fascinating because that, again, is now building this database that I'm assuming, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, is very private and information that I can share with my doctor, but it's not out on Facebook or something. And starts to give me some ideas of maybe some things I need to pay attention to that I'm not.
Exactly. You or your adult child if you can't do it yourself. Absolutely.
Now, are these devices something that you're selling currently? Is it part of this consumer care predict edition? And then how does the software all play a role here?
Sure. So this our first version. This is our ugly duckling. This is our B2B version. We're in assisted living communities with it. In June, we'll have our pretty version. So we plan to launch it to the consumer in June of this year.
And it's not an ugly device,
no,
mind you. It's a wearable with a button on it. Is this one of those, like, I've fallen, help me kind of thing?
It definitely has a button on it. And one of the things I would say about our device, we have the senior in mind. For instance, it has a white kind of, you could call it ugly button, but if you're a senior and you're 75, 80 years old, you can see that button, you can feel that button, you can press that button.
But I think that to have products such as these and have AI play a role in helping us and helping our caregivers make appropriate decisions, and that doesn't mean throwing us in a home or anything like that, it means the ability to perhaps still live the life we want to try to live in our own homes, but know that we have some peace of mind, right?
Exactly. I mean, you have a way that your loved ones can, they can be reassured that you're okay, and you can be reassured that you're okay.
Do you have a price yet for it?
We do. For the equipment itself, $450, and then a monthly fee of about $50.
Okay. So, Chris, save up. $450 and then a monthly fee, all right? And take care of your dear old dad. CarePredict.com for more information, and you'll see what Greg and his team are up to, and of course I'll probably be able to pre-order. You can do that sort of thing on the website, and we'll link you there too. Visit intotomorrow.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Continued good luck with this product. I know it's going to help a whole lot of folks and peace of mind for the family.
Thanks so much, Dave.
It's our pleasure. Dave Graveline bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network, reminding you to stay tuned. More from Las Vegas in our 24th year on the air, bringing you into tomorrow.
The Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD optimized for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Designed for mobile workflows that demand bus power portability and elite performance, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop-tested enclosure and speeds up to 2,600 megabytes per second. To learn more about the Envoy Pro EX, go to owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
It's that time of year again, the big consumer tech show here in Las Vegas. Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Chris, your digital co-driver for every car. Visit Chris.com. by Nuvolon.com, quite possibly the best multi-sync LED Bluetooth speakers today. And by ViewSonic, a leading global provider of visual solution products. See the difference at ViewSonic.com.
We talk a lot on Into Tomorrow about smart homes and about things that make your life so much easier at your home. Well, our next guest is doing just that with One Ecosystem and doing some pretty cool things. You know, it's not just a thermostat, as we're about to find out. The Vice President of Control for a company called Daikin is Dennis Thorin. Dennis, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much, Dave, for having me.
It's a pleasure. We saw this as a cool thermostat and, yeah. and realized that it is just that, a
it
cool
is.
Thermostat, but not the kind, I guess, for a DIYer, right? Do-it-yourselfer. This is not replace an old thermostat and pop it in. But tell me why. Tell me
yeah.
a little bit about Daikin and how you've achieved what you do.
So a little bit about Daikin. So Daikin are the world's largest heating and cooling company, based in Osaka, Japan. Have built a very large facility in Houston, Texas, just a small $500 million investment.
Oh, gee. So just a small investment.
Creating a lot of jobs in America, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
But what this represents, this is the first smart thermostat Daikin have created in the U.S. for the U.S. market. So what's unique about it is that it allows us to control Daikin's heating and cooling systems with two-way communication.
Okay.
So just like in a car, right, there's very precise communication to the engine system, digital communication. In the same way, the smart thermostat has that communication to the indoor pieces of your home heating and cooling system.
Okay.
So it allows you to optimize efficiency, comfort, and also indoor air quality.
Okay.
Which is
so
very important.
There's
right?
the big difference, and so that's why it's not a DIYer, because
that's right.
you got to make sure it's done right.
You need to make sure you have the right equipment connected to it so that you have the right type of control, right, for the homeowner.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah,
what's
yeah,
unique.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool. And is this something that's available currently?
So it's brand new. We're launching it today is the first announcement in the
uh-huh.
market. It will be available in the spring.
Okay.
Through Daikin Comfort Pro dealers across North America. In a very thoughtfully created industrial design, it's called a square-square design. So something that's very harmonious and would be beautiful in your home. So, as you say, the left side is a capacitive touchscreen. So you can do all the same things that you do on the smartphone on the smart thermostat.
Very cool.
And
nice looking.
And
I mean, you don't mind this
right?
in your on your living room wall.
Well, we spent a lot of time making sure that we thoughtfully worked with a top California industrial designer, Fred Bold. To create something that people would be proud of having in their home,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
As opposed to an afterthought that, oh, that has to be on my wall. This is something that we would all say, that's beautiful.
Sure.
It fits nicely inside of an American home and is also very functional, right?
So it is a whole lot more than just a thermostat.
Much more.
And that makes
yeah.
a huge difference. Did we right. talk about price? I know that it's comparable to some of the other Wi-Fi
yeah.
thermostats, but
comparable.
Does so much more.
Right. So we think it's, you know, quite a good value. It is a part of a system sale.
Yeah.
So when a homeowner is looking to replace their heating and cooling equipment, they'll call a Daikin Comfort Pro dealer who will put together the right system for
yeah.
that home and provide this beautiful smart thermostat to control the home. So it will be included in the system bundle price, but if you were to say roughly how much does that cost, it's in the ballpark of, you know, what a high-end smart thermostat is today
there
in terms
go.
Of pricing.
So $300,
yeah,
give or take, what have you.
Yeah.
Well, Dennis, we appreciate you spending a couple of minutes with us. We invite our audience to visit Daikin One, DAIKINONE. Spell out the one. Daikin One. .com. And, of course, we'll link you there when you visit intotomorrow.com. You'll see what Dennis and his team are up to on a regular basis. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and good-looking thermostat. Keep
Thank
up the good
you.
Work.
We appreciate it, Dave. Thanks very much.
It's our pleasure. We continue bringing you further Into Tomorrow, our 24th year broadcasting from CES in Las Vegas, right here on the Advanced Media Network.